Put that in my washing machine. See the clothes come out so clean. When I does my wash, I sing. C-U-Z does everything.
Yes, it's the Does program, Road of Life. Say, let's pay a visit to our Dozy Poetry Corner. You know, we've really discovered a lot of wash day poets, haven't we?
We certainly have. Take Mrs. Fred Haynes of Saginaw, Michigan. Here's how she puts her discovery about does in verse.
We're listening.
Does this, does that. Makes life easy. You can't beat that.
Well, you can't beat that for coming straight to the point.
Which is, does really does everything, right?
You bet. Even the men folks praise this new kind of soap in poetry. Here's a dozy rhyme from Mr. Albert H. Springer.
Spring it on us.
Uh-oh. Just a word from Baltimore to let you know we're using more of good old does, the soap supreme that makes all things to shine and gleam. So if you want a wash that's white, be sure and buy some does tonight.
Say, everybody everywhere has a good word for does.
Sure, it's the one and only leading wash day soap that does so much. Does everything.
And that's important when you've got a big family wash. Think of all those grimy play suits and work clothes.
Does cleans them right up without any hard scrubbing. It can't be beat by any soap for getting dirt out easy.
And think of all those streaked up towels.
Ah, but does will get them white again. White as a field of daisies. The whitest white any soap can turn out.
Yet you can trust all the nice colored rayons you wash to does, too.
Sure, it's safer for those pretty colors than any other leading package soap you buy for wash day. Does leaves colors brighter.
So you see, there really isn't anything in your wash does can't do. Work shirt, towels, undies.
You name them, does does them. Does everything. And now does invite you to listen to Road of Life.
Orderly room, Highland speaking. Yeah. Who? Who? Oh, yeah, Miss Boyle. What's on your mind?
What?
Sure.
At 8:40 in the evening, the orderly room at Neuropsychiatric Institute is filled with a dozen or so strapping, white-coated men.
All right.
While the orderly chief pilot is standing before the wall telephone, his companions are lazily seated about the couches and chairs.
14th floor? All right, Miss Boyle, we'll meet you up on 14. Yes, ma'am, right now.
What's up, Adam?
Plenty. You, Emmett, Fitzroy.
Yeah, hi.
Turner, Young.
Okay.
Let's see. Brady.
Yeah?
On your feet.
Oh, what's the matter?
Never mind. On your feet, you five.
Take it easy, will you, Highland? We're resting.
You were resting. That was Boyle on the phone.
Now, what does that giant up peach want?
There's something screwy going up on the 14th floor.
What does she need six of us for?
Don't ask questions. Come on.
14th floor? That's the disturbed section. Better get organized, boys.
One of you guys take a straitjacket.
Better get some of that canvas, too.
Never mind the canvas. We haven't got time.
But if we're going to run into trouble, we better be ready for it.
I told you, there's no time. We've got to move fast. This is an emergency.
As six men leave the orderly room at a run, two other men are seated in a room on the 14th floor. Harry Fowler, who is forcing the murder of his wife, is one of these men. Jim Brent, who in a sense is a tool of circumstance, is the second. Separating these two men is the bed on which Carson McVicker lies. The room is quiet. What Fowler has on his mind, no one knows.
But this is what Jim is thinking.
Where are they? I can't wait much longer. The time is just about up. I'll have to do something. It may not work out, but I'll have to try it anyhow. I can't wait any longer. It's got to be done now.
Where are you going, Brent?
Downstairs.
Is she dead?
Not yet.
Then sit down.
I told you, Fowler, I'm going downstairs.
Why?
To get an antidote for that poison.
Are you crazy?
Far from it. Your wife is going to live,
Fowler. Not if I can help it.
You can't help it. You have nothing to say about it. I'm going down to the pharmacy and get a remedy to counteract that poison, Fowler. And nothing you can do or say will stop me.
This gun of mine will.
No, no. It's too late for that now, Fowler. I'm not alone now in fighting against this. The whole hospital knows about it.
What?
That's right. You don't think I would have given Carson McVicker 10 cubic centimeters of streptogenic sulfate unless I was sure I could bring her out of it? Do you remember when I made up my mind to do this, Fowler? Do you remember when I agreed? It was immediately after that phone call. Carson's nurse wanted to know if she could come back up here. Do you remember what I told her?
You said you'd call her when you were ready.
That's very true. But I also slipped in a line about a catatonic patient having come out of a stupor. I said he was in here.
Yeah, I heard that.
Do you know what a catatonic is, Fowler? It's a psychotic. A madman. One of the most dangerous types we have. They're violent. And the strength they possess when they come out of those catatonic trances is superhuman. I told the nurse we were facing that sort of a patient up here. Right now, Fowler, they're getting ready to come up here. Nurses, interns, and orderlies. Oh, no, you can't hear them because they're working quietly. They're surrounding the place. And as far as you're concerned, it's all over.
That sounds very, very frightening, Jim. But how do I know you're not bluffing?
Stick around and see for yourself.
I will. And so will you.
You can't win, Fowler. Why keep trying?
You said it would take 15 minutes or so for that poison to kill Carson. Perhaps I am surrounded. What of it? I'll be able to hold out until she's dead. There's not much more time.
Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool, Fowler. Assault and battery charges carry a much lighter sentence than murder. Now get out of
here. Wait a minute! Don't you be a fool, Brent. I've got a gun and I'll use it. Why waste your life for hers?
It can't be considered a waste yet, Fowler. Let's say it's a gamble. I was the one who gave her that poison. Now I'm going to give her the antidote.
Take one more step, Brent, and I'll fire.
You don't have what it takes to kill a man in cold blood, Fowler. You need someone else to do it for you.
Maybe. But I'm too close to success now to back down.
I'm coming, Fowler. Shoot me and there won't be any doubt in the minds of the police what happened.
Won't there? Well, I'll tell them I knew you wanted to poison my wife. I'll tell them I came here to reason with you. I tried my best to stop you, but I got here too late. I'll tell them that just as you were giving her the needle, I shot you. You'll be dead, Brent. You won't be in any position to challenge my story. The circumstantial evidence will bear me out. After all, you sent for the poison. You gave her the needle. They'll be able to see for themselves that it was a professional job. And if they don't, I'll point it out to them.
You're getting excited, Fowler, because you're scared.
I'm getting excited because I'm beginning to wonder if I shouldn't kill you, too. I could fill the needle myself and stick it into you. The same stuff you gave Carson. I could tell him it was suicide.
You'd be afraid. You'd have to come too close to me. I might get that gun away from you.
You double-crossed me, Brent. You deserve to be killed.
Of course I double-crossed you. I told them a madman was up here, so they're coming here. But perhaps that isn't all that I did, Fowler. Perhaps it wasn't streptogenic sulfate that I gave Carson. Perhaps it was only water.
What?
They're the same color. You wouldn't know the difference.
Why?
Maybe I just gave her a needle full of water. Maybe she's just lying there on that bed pretending to be in a coma.
I try.
Is it?
I saw you fill the needle myself. She's dying.
How do you know? Why don't you feel her, Fowler? Touch her. See for yourself.
I will. Brent, if you didn't... Look out, Brent!
My gun!
It's on the floor, Fowler. You turn, and that's all I need.
Look, I'll let you... Get away from that gun, Fowler!
You're not leaving this room, Brent. Nothing to it.
You might have been able to stop me with a gun. But that gun is on the floor now.
All I can stop you is coming out.
Put down that chair!
And this... I'll kill you, Brent. If I have to do it with my own hands.
Is this the room, Miss Adams?
Yes, this is it. Hurry.
All right, boys, get ready.
Is there any other door to get inside?
I don't know. Ask the nurse.
No, there's just this door. It leads into the sitting room. Then you go into the bedroom.
Okay, you ladies stay out here. Come on, boys.
No one in here.
Shh, listen. He's in there.
He's murdering Brent and that other guy.
What a fight.
Okay, I'll throw the door open. We'll go in there like a house of fire, all of you. Now jump right away. He's going to be tough to handle. Don't waste time. Don't try any funny stuff. Just pull him down.
Okay.
Here we go. Hold it, fellas. Hold it.
One more. We'll do it. Oh. You sure can take it.
Dr. Brent.
You boys are a little late.
Oh, where's the catatonic?
There is none. There never was any.
Yeah, but Miss Boyle said, the nurse on duty...
Never mind what they said. A couple of your boys tie up that man on the floor there. He's more dangerous than any catatonic I've ever seen in my life.
But the patient...
The only patient in this room is Dr. McVicker. Now let me get out of here. I've got to get an antidote.
Yeah, but wait a minute,
Doc. I can't wait. The woman in that bed is dying.
Jim Brent rushes from the room for Carson McVicker. Time and her life are slowly running out. A glamorous gal named Irene had hair with radiant sheen. Asked, how do you do it? She said,
nothing to it. I simply shampoo it with Dream.
Yes, Dream shampoo reveals all the shimmering beauty, all the natural highlights in any girl's hair. That's because Dream never leaves dulling film on hair, as all soap shampoos do. Dream can't dry out hair, leaves it soft, resilient, up to 33% more lustrous than any soap or soap shampoo. So, for lovely, lustrous hair, no other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Glamorous hair must be clean to shimmer with luster and sheen. Girls, here's how to do it.
Tonight, just shampoo it with luxurious, lathering Dream.
Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by Dove.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z, put Dove in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove.